Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Daisy's back. Daisy's back with us. She's back in our bosom. Yeah. She is back in our voluminous bosoms. And we're going to keep her there. Now then,
hello.
Hola. I've actually started conversational French. A course.
What?
I haven't.
Why?
I don't know why I said that. What was meant? When we said hola to each other, I thought, I'm going to pretend I'm going to do conversational Spanish, but it came out wrong. I said French. Oh, God, you and I
what?
Need our heads knocking together, Judith Holder.
Oh, well, no, we do. Daisy's just told us off, hasn't she? She keeps lying.
Well, she was very kindly with it. I mean, you know, she must be despairing. She's had this lovely winter break on Iona with her sister and the
nice,
kids.
Nice, didn't it? Did you see that pink sand? Nice. Pink sand!
Well, I didn't.
Nippy,
it wasn't,
but you know.
Pink. Was it? I didn't see it as
what?
Pink. Daisy, oh, yes. Daisy, have they got pink sand on Iona? Is it?
No.
Judith
do you mean the sky?
No, oh, I mean I mean the sand. It looked carrot. I'm sure it's pink.
I think maybe it was
so
a reflection.
White.
Maybe it was a reflection of Daisy's pink cheeks because she was having so much fun. We're glad you're back, Daisy. Was Iona beautiful?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, so beautiful. Very short days, very, very late sunrises and early sunsets.
Perfect for me. Perfect for me.
Honestly, we hunkered down, we ate a lot of cheese and chocolate, took the kids out for a walk once a day, had a New Year in a village hall which had a Kaylee, and was like the most wholesome, lovely week.
Oh,
yeah.
That had my name on it, that did. I don't know about you,
it
Jenny,
was
but
you're
perfect
until you got to wholesome. And then I thought, does that mean they didn't have anything to drink? Did you have a completely dry time?
Oh, gosh, no. We drank every day. My sister and I started drinking espresso martinis at 2 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
And carried on all. But with so much caffeine, you don't really get drunk.
That's the trick.
Yeah. Well, because all the men seem to go off and play golf. So we just thought, sod it. Our kids are old enough that we can drink. And
they can come and bring mummy an aspirin because she's got a headache. They're old enough to do that now. That's a perfect age of children. Well, we're glad you're back. And Iona does look very, very beautiful. And I think Judith and I... we need a telly. Fucking hell, Judith. Can you just get in touch with some of your old mates from the industry?
They've all moved on. They've all retired.
They're all dead.
Hopeless. It's not that bad. Hopeless.
Now, what we're apologising for, actually, is we messed up on our Instagram page, should you bother to look at that, we did a plug for our warm-up show in London, which is, what date is it on, Judith?
Oh, now you've just put me on the spot. The 21st, is ever so soon, 21st of January.
Horrifyingly
soon. It's kind of Sunday week, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
we can remind ourselves of the
of
show.
What we do. The thing is, it's weird with this show, isn't it? Because we've only done it 4 times properly.
Yes.
On a stage in London, the Leicester Square Theatre. But there's a bit of us that thinks, oh, we should be sort of putting new bits in.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we will, because
lot of it is ad-libbed anyway, so
yes,
it will be new.
Yes, and I think we've got to surprise each other a little bit, haven't we? Otherwise, we'll go on.
Get me. I'm going to do all my bits in conversational French or Spanish.
Well,
that would
luck.
Surprise you.
Good luck. I'll be short then, won't it? No, yeah. We did. We messed up the bloody date. I can't tell you how long it took me to take a screenshot of the tabards thing, and then I had to do that, and I had to get it on the notice board, and then I managed to put the date wrong.
Yeah,
and then you
I know.
Put it wrong.
Yeah,
and you corrected it wrong, didn't
I know.
You?
I looked at it, I thought, oh, the silly cow. And then I did Double Silly Cow. We did a Double Silly Cow. Anyway, if you haven't got Instagram and you don't look at our page, you'll be just thinking, this is very boring.
You're just thinking, what's they going on about?
I know. What are they going on about? Well,
I
know.
I need to get onto Facebook. I need to get back onto Facebook.
Why? Nobody does Facebook.
Well, they do actually, Jenny, just because we're, you know, they do, lots of people. Lots of stuff happens on Facebook. I just can't remember how to do it. And
I think the best thing about Facebook was Facebook Marketplace now.
Oh, it's still good.
Oh,
don't tell me you don't go on Facebook Marketplace.
Well, I know that a lot of stuff is got from Facebook.
You're not kidding. Oh, it's yes. Oh, you're missing out. I mean, oh, yes. Oh, selling and buying, ever so easy.
Oh, yes. It's like a full-time job. Now, I have some questions for you.
Do you
have snow?
We've had a flurry. We had a kind of Love Actually type.
Never seen it. Never gorgeous. Seen the film all the way through. Never seen it. No. No.
Jenny, you are joking.
I know. You know what I'm like.
Sometimes you're perverse, aren't you?
Very perverse.
On purpose, actually.
Spiteful.
Yes,
if something is really successful and everyone raves on about it, I think, oh, fuck that. I'm not having it. Yeah. It's ruined my life, really. I mean, there's loads of things I've missed out on, but, you know.
Yes, no, that is one of them. That is one of them. No, we haven't had any snow, which is a shame. It's the one thing, you know, that I miss about the weather in Northumberland is the snow. We always used to have absolutely shed loads of it, and we used to get, you know, snowed in. The girls would be really excited. Oh,
can't go to school.
School's cancelled. All week, they're saying.
How brilliant.
Yeah, I do really, really miss that. Do you know, some of my friends in Hexham used to get so much snow. They used to go sledging by moonlight.
Well, it's just showing off, really. It's kind of showing off a bit.
We'd be useless, wouldn't we?
Well, you know, there'd be a bit of me saying, oh, this is magical and it's great for the Instagram. I'll take a photo and we all look fabulous. But, oh, God, it's cold. Isn't it cold?
It's not that. Yeah, it's not that. It's the catastrophizing.
Oh, I don't really worry about that so much, Judith.
What,
on a
sledging by moonlight?
Well, it's
by
going to be
light.
Well, it's going to be if it's bright moon, it's going to be quite bright, isn't it?
Oh, well, you say that now. Honestly, sometimes you
are you
feign
a cowardly
bravado.
Sledger? Are you a cowardly sledger?
I'm absolutely. You can tell I am. You know I would be. I'm terrible.
It's what it is, Judith. What it is? It's when it goes out of control. I think you would enjoy the first bit when it sets off slowly, and then when it tips over into the really steep bit, that's when you would shit your pants.
Well, worse than that, I'd press the ejector button because I'd be so scared, and then it'd make it worse.
Yeah,
and then people would go into me. I mean, yeah, yes, no, absolutely. Have I ever told you about my skiing bits?
No.
Well, I'm terrible at skiing. Both Mike and I tried skiing once. He dislocated his shoulder, and obviously was grounded very happily after the first 2 days. And then I was useless. I got to the top and then I refused to go up and refused to go down. Ditto grounded.
Oh, Judith, this is exactly the same as the Sydney Harbour Bridge saga.
It is.
I mean, it doesn't really matter whether you're in your cold climate or your hot climate. You know, there's a point where you will not go up and you will not go down.
I froze. Fuck off. I'm not going forward. I'm not going down. Yeah. Anyway, I did try, what do you call those things? You know, cross-country skiing a few times. And I'm not bad at that, but I've got more and more scared. And I do remember once being so scared, and you would have been ashamed of me. You'd have disowned me. I got to the top. And I sort of didn't, you know, where all the downhill skiers, they're putting on their gloves, they're chatting, you know, and they're going,
casual.
It's nothing to them. About, you know, before they start going down the proper slopes. I slid down on my bottom and I couldn't even do that bit. I mean, that's not good, is it?
What do you mean you slid down on your bottom?
Well, because I couldn't do it.
Did you take your skis off or did you slide down with your skis on?
I think I slid down with the skis on and making the whole thing so much worse.
Yeah, that would have been... I mean, the only efficient way of doing that, if you're going to panic ski like that, is you've got to take your skis off and walk in a sort of... with some dignity.
Well, like you know. Have you been skiing?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you?
I have. When I was a little girl. In the olden days, in the 60s in Berlin, my sister and I had a pair of wooden skis each.
Wooden?
Yeah, wooden. They were.
That's how old you are?
That's how old I am. Tennis racket. jackets and skis were made of wood.
And surfboards as well were. Do you remember?
Well,
surfboards were made of wood.
Absolutely. God, everything's lethal, got so much worse. I mean, cars were made of wood. Do you remember? Do you remember there was that, what was it, a mini moped?
Oh, yes, the half-timbered job.
The half-timbered job. Yes, all that needed was a thatch roof. It just needed a thatch roof for to complete the look. Sister and I used to ski and sledge because Berlin used to have very, yes, and we had very cold winters. And, when Phoebe was about 18, I think, I was invited out. There's a comedy ski thing that Marcus Brigstock organises most years. And some comedians, because they're reckless, are really good skiers. The world of comedians kind of divides into the really kind of weirdly sporty and those that can barely get off a sofa.
I wonder which side you're on.
Well, I'm in the middle, Judith. I'm in... I've just got off the sofa, but I'm sitting on the floor.
I think you were first on that sofa, weren't you? First on.
No,
go on,
And so we went skiing. We did all the baby runs with the, with the 12-year-olds, with the learners. And then I had a gig and Phoebe went off with some male comedians to ski. And they sort of basically left her at one point because they were going off piste. And I can get down a slope, but I can't do anything fancy.
Sometimes you do, so you
I know, Judith,
me.
I know.
Well, I would like to put it to the test. It's easy to say, isn't it?
I will do it once to show off and just to prove I can do it and just to piss everybody off.
I might need photographic
evidence. I think there's some photos of me and Phoebe, but I think we're in a lift. It wasn't a lift. Those are the things I'm really frightened of, that I will admit. You know those ski lifts they still have at some resorts where you have to just jump on and go?
Oh, terrifying. And then the thing comes down.
Yeah,
You dangle. Your legs dangle.
Yeah, yeah. No, in this place. Oh, God, I wish I could remember what it was called. Meribel. Was it Meribel?
Oh, Meribel. That's where I went. That's where we went.
Anyway, it might have been Meribel, but I could have just... That's just a very popular resort. It might just have come to my head. But it was very magical, Judith, because they did gigs at night in a sort of chalet kind of bar place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had to do one. It was okay, but I was nervous because I thought, it's not my crowd. Skiing types. Then we had another night where... we watched another comedian and it was just, and drank sort of lager in a ski chalet. And I laughed and laughed and laughed. And outside it snowed and snowed and it was just magical, Judith. It was magical.
Well, I mean, if you could take the skiing out of the equation.
Skiing. It is a posh person sport, and that is sort of, you know, when people fracture things when they go skiing and
a lot. I think they do a lot.
I think they should pay for those accidents.
Yes, so do I. We agree.
Because, you know, everyone bangs out on about fat people and smokers and all that kind of thing, costing the NHS.
What about the bleeding skiers? Absolutely.
Yeah. Put your hand in your pocket. If you're going to do that, if you're going to take stupid risks like that, then you can pay for it. There you go.
Get us be on our high horses, eh?
Do you think there might be some emails? I think we've just been controversial. Okay. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights, Judith?
I've tried very hard to, like most people, actually. You know,
I've seen them.
Have you? Have you? Oh, you're annoying me today.
Tell me your experience first.
You remember I went through that phase of doing sort of travel writing?
Yes.
And I went to Lapland and it was actually, it was magical. I remember going off on a snowmobile at night in search of the Northern Lights.
And were you not scared of that, Judith? Because that's like a sledge.
No.
But did you have a nice man driving it for you?
I had a nice man who looked like he knew absolutely what he was doing.
Yeah.
So it was all right.
Did you ask him quite a lot of questions before you set off?
Where should I sit?
Where's the safest place to sit?
I probably did. And there were toddlers. I'm sure there were small children anyway. But, it was magical. I remember all the trees sort of glistening like in those old-fashioned kind of Christmas cards. Do you remember those with glitter?
Yeah. Glitter, and, when glitter was allowed.
When glitter was allowed, absolutely. And it was great. We went to these igloos, several of them, and there were kind of fire pits in them, you know, that so you could,
that doesn't
you could
seem
have hot
to make
chocolate.
Sense, does it? Well, that you've got an igloo, you know, with a fire pit,
well,
inside.
That's what they
it's
do.
Like melting your house down.
Well, that's how cold it is. But no, it's kind of dispiriting when you can't see that. You know, it's like, oh, look over there. There's a little glimmer. Can you see it? Oh, well, I think I can.
It's a bit like dolphins, isn't it? And whales. Really, it's like it. When you go out on those boats and people say, there it is! It's there! Do you see? I saw his nose! I saw a bit of the tail, just the end of the tail. Look, look, look! It's like Northern Lights. It's like, this is a green bit. See that little green fuzzy bit there? Well, I've seen the Northern Lights on a regular basis.
What do you mean on a regular basis? Don't be stupid. Where?
Blackpool Illuminations. Come on, come on, you must have seen that one coming.
I didn't, of course I didn't see it coming.
Oh dear.
You
okay,
thing.
Right, we've done our snow chat.
Yes.
Have you taken all your unwanted gifts, things that didn't fit, things you didn't like, back to the shops?
Yes,
to the internet yet?
Yes, it's actually, to tell you the truth, had quite an easy time of it. Others in the family have had worse jobs. I normally get those jobs because I'm, as you know, I've got a PhD in it. But I'm taking things back.
You yes. are actually a supreme Olympic medalist.
Of course I am. Of course I am. So yes. So go on then. Have you said so?
I thought about it and I was strategic in a taking back. I bought Jeff a pair of slippers because he's a man in his 70s and he's got everything else. I mean, apart from a certain, you know, an E-type Jag, which is what he really wants and he can't have. Anyway, I bought him some Celtic & Co slippers.
Oh, right. No, wait a minute. I need to picture these. Are these like felt ones or leather?
No, they're suede and fur.
Oh,
they're
like an UGG boot,
but they're a booty, right?
They're a booty?
They're a booty, so he can actually put his feet in and not trip up over them. Because he doesn't pick his feet up, Judith.
Well, do you know, that's funny you should say that. Mike started to do that. Mike has started
shuffling.
To do
shuffling.
That. Yes.
The
sometimes.
Slipper shuffle?
Yeah. Have you actually said to him yet? Because I think I've said this to Mike. Look, will you pick your feet up? I think I might have told him that.
Maybe I haven't. Do you ever say, will you pick your feet up and put your shoulders back?
I haven't done the shoulders, but I wonder if this is another symptom of us marrying older men. I've got a horrible feeling it is.
Yeah.
Yes, he trips up over his feet as well.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, I don't. Because you and I were like gazelles around the house. We're like gazelles. but by contrast, yeah, Jeff is a bit of a shuffler. So I bought him and he said, you know, it said on the website, true to size, buy your shoe size. Well, anyway.
Did you check? I'm impressed that you even checked. Go on.
Yeah, I did check that, but he couldn't honestly get his big toe in. So I got it into my head that I got them from Peter Jones or John Lewis. So I just strolled back, you know, weeks after Christmas to Peter Jones in Sloane Square and said,
did you put it in a bag? Did you have a Peter Jones bag to put it in?
No,
you know,
sorry.
What I mean?
Yeah, rookie mistake here. Well, just had it in my big tote bag.
Well,
in the box, they were in the Celtic & Co. She said, oh, no, we don't sell those. He must have bought them online. And then I went online and, you know, had to download the slip and
the
code and all that. And then
Jenny.
It said, within 30 days. And I looked in my diary and I thought, we're on 30 days now. I can get them there tomorrow if I pay, you know, for next day.
Express,
day's,
or yeah, whatever
express.
It is.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
and I
God.
Put a little note in, Judith.
Oh!
I put an apology in. I said, I'm so sorry these are up to the you know, the last date. They were bought for Christmas and then we were away.
Oh!
And, you know, I had no opportunity to send them back until now. I am so very sorry.
So very, very, very sorry.
Very, very sorry. Got an email from them yesterday.
Yes.
My refund is on its way.
Oh, nice. Back of the net, Jenny.
Yeah, so I bought him some more in a larger size. I've learned. I've learned from the best, Judith.
I think you have. I was going to say, I think you've picked up some tips there from the master. Definitely. Yeah. The only thing I would say is that next time I would add some compliment in there. I think you need. Do you know what I mean? I think you need to say very much admire the your brand, and I've always been terribly pleased with everything that I've had from you. And tell my friends about it, because I think that just pushes you over the.
God! I think I could have got a voucher out of it, Judith. The thing is, they are lovely quality. They are very expensive, but they might stop him from falling down the stairs. So I think they're worth the 92 quid, something
92
like that.
I know. You see, you could have branched out into that. You've bought them for other reasons as well as the,
they were his
their
main
beauty.
Present, Judith. But I bought some more. I have bought some more in a bigger size. So that is what happens. I'm just throwing this out there to companies, anybody who's listening to in the service industry. If you treat people fairly, they'll treat you right back.
That's right. That's right. And give them a good mention on a podcast.
Absolutely. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm dressed in head-to-toe Celtic & Co.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When we took the slippers back, it was an excuse. Yes. We had a lovely day out, Judith.
Or Peter Jones. I know you like Peter Jones.
Oh,
you're fond
Peter
of
Jones.
That place.
Yeah. And we were down the King's Road. We had to pick up new phones.
You didn't have to go into one of those awful shops with a massive queue.
I have to say, we went into the e-shop on the King's Road, and I'm going to give someone else the compliments of... the compliments of her workmanship. I ran out of my words then. But the girl in the EE branch down the King's Road was so kind and so patient with us and tried very, very hard. And we have got new phones. And guess what? They're still sitting in a bag on a chair in the kitchen.
Why? Because you can't be bothered to set the sign to fix them all up. Of course you can't.
Yeah, exactly that. I keep looking at them. It's like the snakes in there. I just think I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it.
Do you know what? I remember this because somebody told me this, that apparently that somebody has designed a phone for old people that is like a kind of Fisher-Price book. So you can set it up really easily, okay? And apparently, and it's very successful. So it's like a kind of, imagine a picture book. So it's got the phone in the middle, and then apparently you turn over each kind of thick page, and then it says, press this, do that, like each page and sort of very simple step. And then when you finish that, it's all done. See, that's what we need, isn't it? That's what you need.
But that's not the actual phone. The phone isn't a book.
No, it is. The phone comes in this kind of like a
Judith, we're not there yet. We did fuck up the our Instagram. we're a bit sort of messy on the detail. But
okay, you can be sceptical if you like. But
I'm being sceptical. But
enjoy
then
I'm
5 years younger. We nearly had lunch at Ottolenghi. There's not a Lenghi.
You nearly did.
Nearly. Then I checked out the prices and I chickened out. I said to Jeff, you're just having a coffee. We're just having a coffee. We had two coffees. They were delicious.
Were they?
Yeah, but we scurried out. Round to Pret. Yeah, because to be quite honest, Judith, a soup and a couple of salads was like £27.50.
Oh, my God. Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I know. I'm sure it would have been very delicious.
It would have been absolutely delicious. Yes, but I knew that I'd got a chicken pieces in that I had to cook that night.
Oh, and
I
thought, well,
I'm not having a big expensive lunch when we're going to have a delicious chicken casserole supper. You know, if we were just having an egg for our supper, then we might have gone mad.
You couldn't rationalise it, could you?
No, you couldn't justify it. Do you know what? I can justify, and every time I look at them and I eat off them, I bought two quite large side plates from the Conran shop in the sale. They were £6 each, just side plates. And you know, like Jeff's a bit of a stickler for just white crockery. And I just thought, I'm bored of that. I'm bored. I'm so bored.
So what are they like? What are they like?
Well, they've just got a paint. I'll take photos and I'll put them up. They're not that, I mean, they're not that exciting, but they please me.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. And I think some things do, don't they? Some inanimate objects. They give me joy every time I use them.
Yes.
Exactly what you mean. I bought a mug from Anthropology. I love Anthropology. It's terribly expensive. And I love that mug. Every time I think, good, it's in the cupboard. It's out of the dishwasher. I can have my favourite mug. It's...
What does that look like?
I put a photo. It's dark green and it's dark grey in the middle, which sounds a bit weird and gloomy, but it's got kind of bright colours over it. Oh, it's joyous. Absolutely.
Has it got a thin rim, though, Judith? You know what I'm like for thin rim.
I do. And yes, it's nice and big. It's big. And it's got a thin rim. Oh. So, you know, those are quite hard to come by, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I think it might have a bit of gold around the top as well. Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right, we'll put ours up. Your mug will win, I know that now. We're not competing. Stop it. We don't have to compete.
Of course we're not. As if we would ever, Jenny.
We have a thanks to make, do we not, Judith?
What's this?
I mentioned vouchers earlier, but we actually did score some, didn't we?
Indeed, Hobbycraft has sent us £50 each. Yes, I know.
It's a huge amount. It's brilliant. I mean, you haven't sent me mine yet.
It's in the post.
Oh, okay.
It's in the post.
Okay. Right. Can I spend them online or do I have to go to the shop?
I'm not sure. I think you might have to go to the shop, actually. Okay, to take you to the shop. But then, you know...
It'll be a lovely day out.
It'll be a
proper big day out.
Well, it might be slightly different to the Conran
shop. Jeff will
have
to sit on a chair by the door.
Well... I think you're wrong. I think he'll go into the
art
department.
He'll be right in there, won't he? If he can buy some balsa wood and some balsa wood glue, he'll be really happy.
I'm not sure about that. It's very female skewed, actually.
Okay. Anyway, the other thing I bought Jeff a very, very dark green jumper in the Peter Jones sale. Now, he's not worn it yet.
Cashmere or thick?
No. We are, because Arlo has got very, very sensitive skin, we are cotton mix. We are only new wool, and you know, all wools that are worn when he's around have got to be the kind of jumpers that can go in, you can chuck in the washing machine.
Okay.
Yeah. It can't be hairy wool.
Right.
It's a non-hairy wool.
Very nice. So was Jeff there when you bought it, or did you buy it?
Oh, yes, he was. No.
Okay,
he tried
he's
it on.
Tried it on.
He hasn't worn it yet, Judith, because I think he's worried about it being a colour. Because he only really wears black, grey and navy. And this is a bit like our crockery. I'm thinking, no, I'm gonna drag him into some colour.
I think you should. Now, I have to say, now we're on the subject of colour.
Yeah.
All right. I am concerned about these photographs that you've been posting with the bright yellow. You've gone very bright coloured.
No,
I
haven't.
A little bit over the top.
I haven't
there.
Gone bright coloured. Well, I've done my backgrounds bright coloured.
Well, I've seen your yellow socks. I saw those yellow socks bought.
I'm wearing them again. They were a Christmas present from Vanessa. You know Vanessa that bought up Phoebe?
Oh, yes, I do.
She bought me those. And they're knee socks, Judith. They're bright yellow.
Oh, are
knee
they?
Socks. Yeah, it makes all the difference. I can't be doing with an ankle sock in this kind of weather. It's got to come straight up to my big fat turnip knee.
But bright yellow, you see, you know, turmeric. I think you've got to be careful with this.
No, I'm not because when I went out in that outfit, I got loads of people said you look really great.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Are you sure they
I was down. I was down Peckham Vintage, and people just I'm really sorry, Judith. Oh. But no, the bright coloured background thing is because I think often people think that London's very grey and gloomy. So I'm trying to say there is colour. There is. And the photo against the bright yellow door was when Jeff took me to his big yellow storage unit.
He's big. Oh, he knows how to treat a girl, doesn't he?
He really does, Judy.
Yeah, because it looked quite a smart one, actually. What's he keeping it?
It's all his posters and his prints and things like that, and it's always got it very tidy in there. It's a really good storage unit in Camberwell, right? Mm. And you can drive in. It's like, because he used to have a studio in Brixton, and he couldn't park. He couldn't, you know, he was forever getting parking tickets and told off. And
oh,
all this
useless!
Kind of
if you're loading stuff in and out, what's loading the use of that?
Yeah, absolutely pointless. Pointless. So you drive in, it's this big sort of space, and you can sort of put all the seats down in the car and load up with the pictures and all that. It's fabulous. And the big trolleys, you can use big trolleys, and the big massive lifts and wide corridors, really brightly lit, and everything's brand spanking clean and painted yellow because it's a big yellow storage unit. And I just thought, I mean, I don't know how much it is, but you can get some with electricity in, you know.
And it's like a hotel, isn't it? Sounds like a hotel.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if some people lived there. I mean, you're not allowed.
Exactly.
Not allowed. But, you know, it was warm, it was dry. And Jeff's got no electricity. But, you know, if he had a fancy woman, he could take her there.
Well, actually, do you know what? That thought just occurred to me.
Yeah. All you'd need would be a mattress on the floor.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. An angle point there. I don't know why I've said that.
You can get
soft lighting.
Yeah, battery-operated lamps, you know.
I wondered where that was going as well for a minute. I love that term, fancy woman. My mother had a friend who had a fancy man.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bit of a thing, I think, wasn't it, in the 70s?
It was very 70s. Fancy man, fancy woman.
I quite like one, especially if I could lock them up in a lock-up afterwards.
In a big yellow storage unit.
Yeah, bye.
Keep him there like a sex slave.
Exactly. God, you know what? I'll never forget going to film Love Hotels years ago, you know.
Was that with
Tokyo.
Clive James?
Yes. And nobody kind of really knew about them much when we filmed them. I mean, in a way, I suppose if you're going to have a fancy man experience, you might as well just go for it and have a love hotel, mightn't you? But God, yes. Bloody hell, they had themed rooms. I'll never forget. You know, they had kind of, traditional rooms with all the kind of outfits that you could wear. And
what, like a sort of fancy dress wardrobe that you could sort of like
French maids
and,
well,
and
kind of,
colonels in the army.
Yes,
and,
but sort of the Japanese version.
Yes, versions
that
of.
Was.
Well, big rabbit outfits. You know, they love a bit of. They do. There's a lot of dressing up as furry animals in Japan.
I'd forgotten that. They probably are. Yeah, but they had these coin-operated sort of rides that you could go on. I'm verging into very dodgy territory here,
aren't
I?
No, you're not. So they're sort of sex rides, dildo rides.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think my jaw dropped a bit. I think it looked a bit... Yeah. All right. Okay. See you later.
I'd like to have a go on a sex ride. I'm just wondering now how much you'd have to pay for a good sex ride.
I think you could make them quite economical, actually.
You don't. And, I mean, it just needs to be, you know, like a normal carousel, but with dildos attached.
With dildos. That's right.
there's a market for that.
Well, it'd be easier than the banister, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you'd have a pole to hold on to, something
yes,
to ride.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Marvellous, yeah. Right, well, there's a future for us when we open our sex fun fair for middle-aged ladies. And there'd be big washing machines you could sit on and they'd just vibrate. They'd do a spin cycle for 30 minutes.
I thought you were going to say there'd be big washing machines so you can do your washing. Multitask.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not a bad idea.
Well, you could do both, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
You doing both. Yeah.
So anyway, I think we are approaching Culture Corner.
I think we are.
Corner, but you have one rant to go before Culture Corner.
I do have a rant, and that is about Sainsbury's. Maybe other supermarkets as well. Our local Sainsbury's has just revamped and remodelled. So it's all very gorgeous and everything. Except that, and I couldn't believe this the other day, took the twins, got to check out. There are, get this, no assistants on the checkouts. It is all self. So now they've got the long runways, you know, not just the tiddlies. They've got long runs. So if you're doing a big shop, there you are. You have to go all the way through, all the way out, blah, blah, blah. Then, after all that falava, And we are, Mike said, "If you, is there anybody on any of the tills?" Oh, no, we haven't got anybody on the dinner. We, no,
oh, so sad.
Yes. Well, all those people that have lost their jobs, you know, young people, old people, jobs that weren't particularly nice, but, you know, kind of, but no, they seem to have gone. But it's such a faff. And then, get this, they were doing spot checks.
I know what you're
going to
say. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Spot checks for your receipts. Yeah. And some poor buggers, they were looking through them, you know, and checking. And you just think, no, actually, if you want me to do it myself, you've got to trust me. All right? If you're going to trust me to do it, you're not checking the receipts.
I mean, it's such a weird thing as well, because the spot check thing, because they did it with Jeff and I, and you stand there for 10 minutes feeling like a criminal, yes, while they randomly go through and rescan odd items to see if you've actually put them on your thing. And the other thing in our Sainsbury's as well, I think they've just got rid of it, probably because people were just vaulting it. They put metal gates up, a sort of swinging gate, and you had to scan your receipt before you could get out.
Yes, they do that in Bicester. I know, again. You really? Just think, well, bugger off.
Yeah, bugger off. Bugger off. If I could jump, Judith, I would love to do a sort of, you know, when you watch 1950s films and it's young people are in the countryside and a young man will just put his hand on the gate and just do that thing where he swivels his legs over.
A pole vault, quite,
like a sort of, vaulting a gate like that. I'd like to be able to do that and sort of give a flying kick to...
Yes, to them. Me
to
too.
A manager.
Me
just,
too.
Who's just passing. Make it look like an accident because I'm vaulting the gate. But yeah, that's what I like to do. Anyway, I think now it's time for Culture Corner.
Yes, yes, yeah. What are you watching on the telly?
Can I just tell you the thing that made me happiest this week? I loved every single second of this. It is the new series of Pottery Throwdown, Judith.
Oh,
are you watching?
It? Not yet, but it's on my list.
Oh,
I love
my
a
God.
Pottery Throwdown. Yeah, go on. Is it that good?
The winner, yes, yes. It is such a high standard. It is a really high standard. And the woman that won, I'm sorry, that is a bit of a spoiler, but I'm not giving names away. Her decoration of, the pottery that she had to make, I'm trying not to give out spoilers here, was exquisite. It was absolutely, it made me almost weepy.
Gosh, gosh. Well, it must have made Keith weepy then. Is he called Keith?
Oh, yeah, Keith, crying his eyes out.
Yes, sobbing. Blubbing,
sobbing like a toddler. Yeah, because Arlo started doing that. You know, you said that Stanley sometimes has tantrums.
Oh,
you take something off Arlo, goes mental. Anyway,
I know how you feel.
The weird thing about pottery is that since I've had a go, I no longer want to do it. You know, I normally want to do everything that people are doing on the telly just to have a go.
Yes.
But I've had a go at pottery. It's too hard.
I think it is, isn't it? Because I think
hard.
The end, and actually the trouble is that to do something that you'd like to use, you know, is very hard. So you'd end up doing those, what do you call those things that you do
finger
with snakes?
Pots. Yeah, finger pots. Coil pots, you just load of shit. And then you don't understand the glazes, because glazes in pottery are just a rule unto themselves.
Yeah,
and you just end up with a load of ugly shit. And that's what happened. So I'll leave the pottery to the experts. Now, let's have a telly from you, Judith.
We've had a disappointing second series of The Tourist.
Yes.
Loved the first series.
Oh, me too, yeah.
Yes, Jamie Dornan, you know, who's very lovely. I don't know whether you've seen the second series, but they should have stopped with the first. It just got ridiculous and silly.
Well, I just thought, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go?
Oh, yes, have you seen them? Yeah.
You just after the first series, I just thought, there's no way this can have a second series. Because, they don't know when to pull the plug, do they?
No, they do not. They do not. So
that's all they want. Telly people, that's all they want. Long-running series.
Long-running series.
They want things that can come back and come back. And you just sometimes think, no, this is the end of the story. It's just the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you watched yet on Netflix, Fool Me Once?
Oh, we saw the first episode last night.
I bet you really enjoyed it, didn't you?
Oh, of course we did.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Then it takes a turn, Judith. Thinking about episode 3, where it gets a bit complicated. You know when you're reading or listening to a murder mystery and you just get to the point where you go, oh, no, I don't understand this now.
Hold on.
Hold on. Stop.
Who's that?
Stop.
Why? Yeah, yeah. How did we get here?
Have, Can the subtitles give some explanations as well as the subtitles, please? We need to know who exactly the whistleblower is and what he did, because at the moment it's all got a bit random and I'm getting really fucking confused. I'm really enjoying the domestic side of it. Nice cast. Joanna Lumley's there as the sort of difficult mother in law.
She's called Judith, I noticed.
Judith? Oh, posh Judith. Yeah. Yes, living in the big house. I mean, it's an unlikely big house. That is so
it's ridiculously
big.
It's ridiculously big.
Do you think it's CGI? That was the one thing I just thought, is this a CGI house? From the outside.
No, I don't think. From the outside, possibly.
From the outside.
Yes, you could be right.
Because I just thought, I don't believe this is a house.
Yes, you might
I believe
be right.
the interiors and I believe the gardens, but I don't believe the sort of edifice.
Also, I like the modern house that the
too
main lady...
Too big for her, Judith. It's too big for her.
Yeah, how did she get all that money?
I do... I worry about her alone in that house with that little girl. There's no living staff, and I'm just thinking it's too big. It's just too big.
I know what you mean.
All very unlikely. There's a lot of hocus pocus, but the sort of domestic side of it is very good.
It rattles along, doesn't it?
It rattles along. A youngish woman has lost her husband, and then she sees him on a videotape. Of a sort of nanny cam, and he is playing with their daughter. That's all we can say about it. And then it's for me. I enjoyed episodes 1, 2, 3. Suddenly got a bit complicated, Judy.
They always do. They often do.
I don't want the bit of the war bit and the army bit and that bit because I just.
Can we get back to the main plot? Can we get back to the point?
Anyway, can I tell you what made me really excited last night? This is sort of, I'm weirdly fangirly sometimes. A couple of years ago, I did an event at the South Bank for the Mallory Towers series.
Oh, that's right. I remember you did.
Yeah. And I talked to some of the girls on stage. And I have never seen a more excited audience. It was a sort of tween audience of sort of 8 to 13-year-olds. And the reaction when those Mallory Tower girls came on stage was just, they were so thrilled to see them. Anyway, one of the girls from Mallory Towers was in Fool Me Once. She's the blonde daughter of the murdered sister.
The blonde daughter of the murdered sister.
Oh. Yeah, you might have seen her in episode 1. I think she was playing football at one point.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes. I know. Yes.
Gwendolyn. She played Gwendolyn.
Wow.
You see, Jesus.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah. And I did, because I've taught her quite a lot. And I just thought, I know her. It's ridiculous. But there we go. No to tourist series 2. And are you watching Traitors?
Traitors, yes. Watched episode 1. I'm not rushing to go back, but I will do. Anything that Claudia Winklevoss does is fine by me.
And
it is rather addictive. Have you dabbled yet? Have
you got, the same have you... as you. I've watched episode 1 and I thought, oh, I'm going to get really into this. And then I couldn't be bothered to do any more.
Yeah, I think we should, though. I think it probably will get, it'll develop and beautifully. It's obviously a very clever bit of telly. And she is wonderful.
Oh, she's
just wonderful.
She's marvellous, yes.
Marvellous.
Always has been. Always has been. Okay, books, Judith.
I'm still reading Water by John Doyne.
Boyne, could that be? John
yes,
Boyne?
It could be John Boyne.
Should we be a little bit careful and should we do another apology right now?
What did I do? I don't remember what I did.
Instead of calling him Nicholas Winton and getting the name of the film right, you got the name of the film wrong.
What did I call it?
I can't remember, but I think it's the same as a David Nichols' book.
Oh, One Day. Did I call it One Day, not One Life?
Yes, you did. God. It's One Life and it's about... the incredible work of Nicholas Winton, and you called him Nicholas Winterton, who apparently is a Tory MP.
Did one of the owls spot that?
Loads of owls spotted it.
I don't know why I didn't see those.
Well, they were on the Instagram. There were messages on Instagram.
Oh, my God, I got a bit distracted.
Instagram messages are very odd.
Oh, I don't see them sometimes.
Yeah,
yes.
If I read them, I think they're sort of...
you don't notice them because they're not in dark font.
No, anyway,
so we'll let you off
oh,
that.
Oh, dear.
So you're on your recent John Boyne. Which one are you on?
Yeah, it's called Water, and it's very intriguing. It's a woman that's moved to Ireland and changed her name, and her husband's in prison, and she's obviously lost her daughter, but we don't really know what the husband did and how the daughter
that
died.
That sounds good.
I think he's a great writer.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? That, you know, The Heart's Invisible Furies that I'm on, because it's a big book. It's about 25 hours,
yep.
I think.
Yeah.
And Jeff and I are on A Lost of Agatha Christie's at the moment, so I'm limited in my reading or listening time. But God, I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
It's so good. Yeah, it's a big hit from you, Judith. Thank you very
good.
Much.
Good. I'm also pleased.
Think that the podcast that you recommended last week.
Oh, did you listen to it?
I only listened to one, but I really thought it was good. I did think it was, it's called A Bit of a Stretch, and they're a series of podcasts created by a man who's spent time in prison for tax evasion and all the characters he's met.
Chris Atkins.
He's had a book out, and quite a lot of our listeners are really enjoying that. They wrote in and said, thanks for the recommendation.
Good. So I got a couple of house points.
You are winning in the Culture Corner League in actual fact.
Yes. Low on accuracy, but
accuracy very poor indeed. I have just we have finished. I tell you what. We finished the 450. Sorry, detail. The 450 from Paddington.
Another Agatha, right?
That is correct. It's not the 1825 from Waterloo. It's the 450 from Paddington is probably the best Miss Marple book, and I do not know why it hasn't been a Christmas special.
Oh, blimey. Get in there, Jenny. Phoebe needs to get in there.
Oh, she really bloody does, actually. And just a little, just because I was feeling my contribution to Culture Corner was very weak this week. We dragged Arlo round the Rubens at the Dulwich Picture Gallery yesterday.
Oh, that sounds like hard work with Arlo. Was he asleep?
No. No, he was in his pram. He was fine. I mean, it was chock-a-block. It was so white and elderly, the clientele in there. It was chock-a-block with...
pensioners.
It really was. It sort of, oh God, we really lowered the tone, of course. Filthy baby in a filthy pram. and me going, look, there's a monkey. Look, there's a rabbit. Munch, munch, rabbit. Dog. My dog impression is so good. I was doing dog impressions at the bus stop and the dog walked past and it kept turning its head every time. Doing it for Arlo, it was a really good trick. I was going,
Tis good.
I know. My ducks are good and my dogs are good. Ducks and dogs.
You're developing quite a repertoire. I always get that mixed up. Good. Right. So, I tell you what. I want to mention because we've talked about the Tabard, haven't we?
Yes.
Our little tryout there, and I think there are still some tickets left for the Lowry.
Not a lot. Sorry, I interrupted you then, Judy. That was very clumsy. There are still some tickets left for the Chiswick date, which is the Sunday, the 21st of January at 3 p.m.
Yes.
At the Tabard Theatre in Chiswick. I don't think there are very many tickets left for the Lowry.
No, not many, but there are a few. And that's on the 4th of March.
No, it's the 3rd of March. For God's sake, honestly. I don't know. Just honestly, Daisy has got her head in her hands.
She has, hasn't she? Despairing of us.
Absolutely. She's just thinking about Iona, thinking, God in heaven. She's thinking about the pink sands of Iona. Anyway, we are going to remind you now of our email address. I'm going to say it very cleanly and clearly. It is olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
We love you.
It was a bit garbled last week, and I think consequently we didn't get as many emails as we often do.
You might be right.
But when we say it clearly like that, we get inundated.
Very good. Are there any emails that tickled your fancy?
Oh, there's one that, yes, there's one that really made me laugh. I love the one from Jill in Morpeth, age 49 and 10 months. Thank you, Jill. We do like to know. And she says, "Dear Judith and Jenny, hope you're both well. I was listening to your recent pod about the fancy dress party where Judith wore the cream cracker to be none eaten. Excellent. I was reminded of my late father-in-law Stuart, who once attended a fancy dress party but wanted to wear his own comfy trousers and jumper. So he just pinned lots of pairs of pants, knickers, bloomers to his jumper and went as a chest of drawers."
Oh, Stuart.
Clever Stuart.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yes, that's from Jill in Morpeth. Do join in, everybody. Email us about... Well, we also got some lovely emails about what the comments they made about June and not feeling guilty about the death of a very old parent who is... just had enough. We all grieve differently. And Judith Holder, we have got to talk this week about our upcoming shows and put our thinking caps on.
Yes, we have. We've got a bit of work to do now, haven't we?
Oh, my God.
We've spent all that time flogging the tickets. We've got to do it now.
Do some content now. Oh, God. Anyway, listen, you take your life into your own hands when you buy a ticket to one of these shows. We're not sure what we're going to be offering you, but, you know, we're going to have fun, aren't we?
Indeed. Oh, of course we are. Well, I know the fishnet tights are coming on. That's all I can say.
Oh,
determined
gosh.
To wear the fishnet tights. Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
well,
yes.
I'm going to wear my fucking yellow socks then. There you go.
Well, touche.
We've got our costume sorted out.
Yes.
We will see you. Thank you very, very much indeed for listening this week. And we hope you join us again next week. Judith, how about that for a neat sign off?
Very good. Very, very good broadcasting. Okay. Yeah. Right. Toodle pip, gang.
Toodle pat. Toodle tit. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.